Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'd like to welcome you to day 6 of the reading of Verses of Victory, which is my first book. It's a 31-day devotional. We started back on Saturday, I believe, and we're now already on day 6. Time does fly. So, once again, you know, if you're reading along, get your book out. If not, just be prepared to listen. We are on day 6, so let's get started. If you recall, Verses of Victory is a book that is designed to help educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. And that victory might be in the workplace or in the home, or it might just be being victorious enough to know that God loves you instead of feeling like He doesn't. So, day 6, the Bible verse actually is Genesis 1, verse 1. Genesis 1, verse 1, the very beginning. And we're in the King James Version, or as I call it, the KJV. And the verse is, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." That's Genesis 1, verse 1. Now, if you recall, yesterday we had one that I said didn't seem like it would be a verse of victory. That was just Jesus wept. That was from day 5. So today I start off by saying that Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth," is another one of those that might seem like it's not related to victory. But indeed it is. Whom else do we know that was there from the very beginning, and who is the creator of all things? Now, I've always considered myself to be creative, even highly creative, one might say. But we are talking about the God who created all things, the millions of stars, the beautiful trees, the Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, the rest of the earth that I haven't even seen. So marvelous, and He has done all these great things and still has time to be concerned about me. God is the ultimate creator, with a capital C, and His creation is the evidence that He can do all things in heaven, on earth, and even for little old me. Thank you, God. And that was the end of what I wrote, but before I get on to our 3 P's, I want to add that I'm led to the word good today and goodness. I've already seen that word about 15 or 20 times maybe today, maybe 10, and it's not even 7 o'clock yet. But when I was led to also see what today's verse was, Genesis 1:1, even though I did not include or read further, I do know that when God created everything, He said that it was good. So I'm just going to declare that the word good or goodness is the word of the day. And we're talking about the goodness of the Lord. But also that God looks upon us and sees us as good. He has called us good and righteous, not because of us, but because of what His Son did for us. He sees His Son's righteousness. So with that, our 3 P's, personalize, practice, and proclaim. We do those every day. Personalize. We always say, what does this verse mean to you? So what does Genesis 1:1, the very opening of the Bible, mean to you? And the second part of that is, does the accompanying devotional, which is my story, remind you of any situation in your own life? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And lastly, we always proclaim with our prayer. We proclaim victory over your situation. Please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for creating the heaven and the earth, for creating everything that exists. Help me to honor your creation and to take care of those things with which you have entrusted me. Keep me safe in this world and remind me that I am in the world, but I am not to be of the world. Lord, I declare today that I am blessed in my coming in and my going out through all creation. Amen. So that was day 6 of Verses of Victory. I'd like to thank you for joining me. And tomorrow will be day 7. So I will see you then and have a wonderful, wonderful day.